Just me again. I will be quick because, oh, gee, I gabble. Oh, I gabbled so much last night. What I should have done is just record the blooming radio countdown or no countdown and the fireworks. But no, I have to gabble, gabble, gabble. I hate it. I'm like a turkey. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Well, you know, gabble, 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 gobble, gobble, gobble. I do that too. Oh, well. What I wanted to say is I've noticed since, and I don't know if it's, I can't remember if it's been since the last update or maybe it's been since iOS 10. And I just can't remember which release it actually is, or update, I should say. But I noticed a very, 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 very long-standing voiceover bug has been fixed, and nobody has mentioned it on Apple Viz. To be honest, I can't be bothered mentioning it on Apple Viz because I've tried to comment there a few times about it, and nobody seems to have. Oh, this was ages ago, about this particular bug, and nobody responded. And then when I spoke to someone else on Voreil, I don't use Voreil anymore, but when I did, I occasionally use it for private messages. But anyway, I digress. One time I asked on Voreil about this bug, and someone got back to me and said that they don't believe it's a bug, that it's a feature. And now I know it's not, it's taken a long time, but they finally fixed it. And actually it's even better than the feature was before. And I'll tell you what it was. Okay, so back in the early days of iOS, like 6 and 7, I believe it stopped at about 7 or maybe 8, it became a bug, where the voice over router would always default back to character view. So, for example, with me, I have my router focused on speech rate because I tend to change the speed of my voice over depending on what I'm doing. So if I'm just doing, you know, I don't know, reading short messages or, you know, just navigating around my phone, I'll have it at a fast rate, whereas if I'm reading a book, I'll slow it down so it sounds more natural, more listenable, I guess, when actually reading a book, because you can't take things in that's happening in the book if it's going at a million miles a minute. So that's what I did. I like to have it on speech rate. And for those who still don't know what I'm talking about, because I can't describe things very well. So I, you know, with the router, you use your two fingers to rotate it around. So I rotate it around to speech rate and like to leave it there. Which was ideal for me. And I thought that that's how it was meant to be, that if you had your router focused on a particular router setting, voice over router setting, then it would remain that way. And if you want to perform an action by swiping up and down with one finger, you would rotate it to actions. But I don't believe the actions feature was used much back then, back in the early iOS versions, come to think of it. I might be wrong, but anyway, so this person before said that he believed that it had been a bug and it had now been fixed, whereby from then voiceover would be set to actions or whatever you're doing on the phone. So if it was keyboard, if you were in like an edit field, it would be characters. It would, you know, be focused on the characters. So swiping up and down would mean that you'd read character by character with voiceover, for example. If you were, say, in Facebook and you swipe down with one finger, it would perform an action like, or react, or whatever. React is more recent though. But that really sucked for me. I hated that because I had to always rotate around to get back to speech rate when I wanted to change it. So I couldn't do it on the fly, basically. But now, or ever since iOS 10 or maybe 10.0.1, I've noticed that the voiceover router will focus on actions, but if you are not in an action kind of, like if you're on focused on anything else other than somewhere that gives you an option of an action, it will stay focused on the voiceover router setting that you had it previously. So I'll give you an example, I guess. So if I'm in a text message, and if I'm focused on an actual message that someone sent me, if I swipe my finger down, it will say copy. You can copy the message or I can't remember the other actions are, what the actual other actions are. But whereas if I focus on, say, this new button attach item or more button, you know, where I can double click to, you know, do more things with my message. And if I swipe up and down, it will change my speech rate because that's what I have it set on. So I think it is better in a way. I like it. The only thing I don't like, of course, now, and this is a feature of iOS 10, when you're just on your home screen, it will, you know, give you the icon and then it will say whether you have the hints enabled or disabled, it will say actions available. And that means that if you swipe up and down, you can actually move the items around your home screen, which is obviously a good feature. I mean, I love that feature. It's a much, much easier to use than it ever has been. It's much easier to move items around. But at the same time, I'm wondering if they can, and I'm sure I know they could, somehow change that so that, you know, you can, I don't know, I guess the thing that strikes me is not, like the moving the apps around the screen or the folders, people aren't going to need to be doing that all the time. So it doesn't really make sense for it to be constantly, like it's saying, actions available all the time, and that's the only action that can be performed. So in that instance, they should perhaps do it another way. So the voiceover router can be defaulted to what you prefer to have it, like my speech rate. I don't know what they could do, but I mean, Apple are smart. They'll come up with, they could come up with something. And I don't know, they don't, it's not like they read your, well, I don't know if they read your feedback, because I've sent feedback to Apple Accessibility before and they send you a generic message back. If you're lucky, sometimes they don't send it at all. But yeah, I might write that to them. If you don't know what I'm talking about at all, I'm sorry. And please, if you want to know, do ask and I'll clarify. Well, I'll try to clarify. But yeah, that's really good though, apart from that. I'm glad. And it was a bug. And it's like, I don't know, maybe I wasn't the only one that noticed it, but I feel I was the only one that noticed it. And I'm glad it's been rectified. That is all. Again, Happy New Year.